Hi, I'm Lyle Dodge, and welcome back to Azure and the Enterprise. Today with me, I have Shabir Duergar.
Hi,
nice to meet you, Shabir.
Nice to meet you,
too. Can you tell me a bit about yourself and what you do at Microsoft?
Hi, my name is Shabir Duergar. I'm part of the RENF IT group, and our group just built the Lobby Experience app.
Okay. So the Lobby Experience app probably has something to do with when I come to Microsoft. What's RENF?
RENF stands for Real Estate and Facilities. So our group is basically responsible for all the IT applications which fall in that business domain.
Okay, so that's it's like our campus buildings, all these kind of things. So I can imagine, you know, back in the day when I'd come to Microsoft as a guest from a partner or somewhere else, I'd have to go up to the receptionist, say, hey, I'm here to meet this person. They'd have to call, text, email, try and track somebody down. So, you know, how has this Lobby Experience app improved that experience?
Yeah, so the one of the goals of the Lobby Experience app was to help make the visitor experience much more seamless and like a self-check-in, check-out experience, where they would not have to, you know, go wait for a receptionist and fill in a bunch of data on a piece of paper. Now you have a kiosk, you can check yourself in, your host will be automatically notified, and off you go.
Okay. So it sounds really cool. I think in a little bit we'll go do a demo of the application so our users can see it. Where is this deployed today?
It's deployed actually all over the world. We started in the Puget Sound as a pilot. We are in a few buildings in the Redmond area. Mm-hmm. And as in the next, the second phase was going into North America, so California, East Coast, Canada, and then we now also reached Latin America. We are in Europe, in Munich and London, and then in Asia as well, in Seoul and in India.
Okay, so it sounds like we're growing this. Feedback is good. Let's roll it out. Self-service experience. So. Let's take a break. Let's go over to the whiteboard and you can kind of talk through how you guys built this application.
Sure.
The journey of this is really a corporate application on Azure that's used by our external customers. So we'll take a break, go to the whiteboard, and then after that we'll actually go use the application and take a look.
Cool.
Hi, and we're back with Shabir. Shabir, can you walk us through how you guys built this application?
Sure. So the Lobby Experience apps are built cloud first. So we have everything deployed on Azure. We have the web app and the APIs there. The APIs talk to other services like the visitor management system and our RENF services for different functionality. On the actual app, which is in the lobbies, we basically used Windows 10 Universal Apps for that, and we use the hosted web app platform for that.
Okay, and so up here, you know, it sits in the cloud, and you guys build this in the cloud native. You mentioned earlier that you have deployed locations all over the globe.
Yeah.
How do you make sure that the experience is good for the customers globally?
Yeah, so Azure gives us great scale and geo-redundancy options. So we're using Azure Traffic Manager for that. Mm-hmm. So we have different endpoints pointing to different instances of the web app which are in a particular location that we are deployed. Mm-hmm. So West US, East US, Europe, and et cetera. So automatically Traffic Manager will takes care of that for us, so we don't even have to worry about that. No, you know, custom code, nothing.
Now, this is a web app, and you mentioned earlier you're using Windows 10 Universal Web. So you've got a thick client. Some kind of a thick client.
Yeah.
You've got a surface on these logins and to do that.
Yeah.
Why did you do that instead of like maybe using a kiosk mode that just launches a web browser? What made you guys do that design?
Yeah. So when we were trying to figure out how to create the app which will be accessed by the end users, there were a few considerations. One of them was we wanted to make sure it was easy to update the app. Mm-hmm. And update it across the many kiosks that we have, not just in the Puget Sound, but across the world. Mm-hmm. So for that, the hosted web app platform was actually a very good option versus creating a more XAML-based app, you know, mm-hmm. which would then need to be, every update would need to be pushed to each and every kiosk. Right now, when there is an update, all we need to do is update the Azure side of things, which is very simple and straightforward. And then the kiosks automatically get what has been deployed there.
What other things do the kiosks do?
The kiosks basically help the user check in. It prints a badge. So to your earlier question as to why couldn't we just have a browser open, and have the user interact like that. There are certain things that we need access to on the machine itself, and the Windows 10 Universal Platform basically gives us all those options. Like to print to a specific badge printer, we need to access the driver directly. To scan QR codes, we need to access that hardware device directly.
So if I'm coming in as a business guest to meet you and I've already registered, I may already have a QR code on my phone or something like that.
Yeah.
So I can come in, scan it. Do you guys use like Intune to manage the OS? Obviously things go wrong.
Yeah.
So like if a kiosk isn't doing what you want, how do you guys handle that?
Yeah, so we have all of these kiosks enrolled into Intune. So we get the manageability aspect through that. We also have other aspects around certificate management, et cetera, which Intune helps us with. So basically from a manageability perspective, it's Intune. And for other things like scheduled restarts or on-demand restarts where needed, again, the Windows 10 Universal apps and the brokered component feature of that platform basically gives us inside hooks to do anything that we want on the machine, essentially. Okay.
And then over here, you kind of drew a couple of bubbles here. Visitor management system in RENF. So what does your application do? How does it leverage these other systems?
Yeah.
So, these are systems out there that you're talking to from the cloud, so you're not on-premise.
Yeah.
So what do these kind of things do and how do you interact with them?
Yeah, so the VMS system basically helps us verify whether this guest is somebody we know about, so we can pre-populate his or her info. It also enables us to validate the host is a valid host and then takes care of other things like notifying the host, ensuring the host is not in a do not disturb list, etc. Mm-hmm. RENF services we use for primarily in the depart experience, where once you are done with your meeting, you want to check if there's a nearby cafeteria so you can grab a quick lunch or book a shuttle. The RENF services basically give us those endpoints. Yeah.
So you've got your broker components on your Universal Web App. You're using Azure, you're using Traffic Manager to get your geo-redundancy and best experience for all of your users worldwide. Can you walk us through, you guys have been developing this for a little while, can you walk us through the journey of development? Like, where did you start? Where are you now?
Yeah. So when we started initially, we were leveraging classic Azure subscriptions, and we had a lot of them. So basically, each application had like the dev instance, the test instance, test subscription, mm-hmm. UAT subscription in production, right?
This so is pretty common in the world of IT to have.
Yeah.
I need my dev test, UAT, prod, pre-prod. I've got a lot of environments.
Yeah, so. And with it comes a bunch of management headache, wastage in terms of the costs, being not mm-hmm. Like some environments we would hardly use, but they would just be sitting there incurring, mm-hmm. Hosting costs. So when we moved to ARM a few months back, basically not only did we basically scale down the subscriptions, now we only have two subscriptions, one for the Arrive app and for the Depart app. We also scaled down how many instances of an environment we really need, mm-hmm. Essentially on each subscription we now only care about non-prod and prod, and only spin up a new instance if and when needed.
Okay, and so you're using resource groups inside of these,
yeah,
so that also gives you, security.
Yep.
Because over here you essentially, in classic maybe you had secured per subscription.
Yeah.
And so now if I'm a developer and I'm working on non-prod and maybe I don't have access to prod, do I even see the other things? I mean.
No, so yeah, it would almost be invisible to you unless you have the access. And essentially what we were afraid of earlier was, if it's production, nobody else should touch it, et cetera. That's why we had different subscriptions. But you really don't need that because resource groups give you the same level of granular, you know, permission control, access control.
And I think also one of the other benefits that you guys had is, you know, when you're over here and you care about the finances of your application, you've got to figure out, you know, what do my costs look across all of these 8, 10, 12 subscriptions? Yeah. Whereas here, if I'm in this, you know, the financial role that I've created for this, you kind of get to see, hey, what are my R&D costs and production costs across the sub?
Yeah.
Can you walk us through, like, you know, so if I'm a developer and, you know, you obviously have a team of developers working on this, what happens from when I check in code to when it's actually running that a customer guest actually gets to use it?
So it's, again, we are doing everything on the cloud. So we're using Visual Studio Online for our code repository. It's on Git, basically, on VSO. So as soon as somebody checks in, a pull request is created. The team gets notified. There is a code review, which we do online. If everything looks good, the code is approved, and the build gets generated and gets released automatically. So we have full CI/CD and a push to the non-prod environment for, you know, immediate verification, basically.
And so then you know, essentially, if things go well, push the button, move to prod.
Yeah.
Do you ever use anything other than just prod and non-prod?
Sometimes when we are doing end-to-end, automated end-to-end tests or performance tests where we really want to stress an environment, we will spin up like a pre-prod environment on the fly, run our tests on it, and then once everything is good, kind of, you know, deprovision it, essentially.
Okay. Or maybe like an extended validation.
Yes, sometimes, you know, the business.
Major feature release, things like
so
that.
So business needs a little more time to verify or train, and they don't want the volatility of the non-prod environment, so at that point we would spin it out, but it would only be a very temporary environment. We don't want, because typically, you know, they don't need that environment.
Yeah. So this is cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing this. Let's go test it out.
Yeah.
Hi, and we're back to show the guest lobby app experience. So Shabir, I'm going to go ahead. So this is the native walk-up. You know, we're going to show here me walking up, coming to have a meeting with you.
Yep.
And so let's go ahead and start. So the first thing I've noticed here is this doesn't look like a website, like you said.
Yeah. Despite running on the web, because it's a spa app, it basically is very responsive, and we get the best of both worlds, right? You get your native-like experience, but the manageability of the web and Azure.
So I'm going to put in my email address from where I'm coming from here. I'm going to go ahead and hit next.
Yeah.
And so here I'm here for a business meeting with you. So I'm going to go ahead and hit business.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put in my basic information.
Yeah, and since it's kind of a walk-in, you didn't pre-register or you are not a repeat visitor, it doesn't know anything about you, hence it's asking for your information and who you are here to see.
Okay.
She'll come up next.
So obviously I'm here to see you. And so can you talk to me about what's going on in the background as I type in your name here?
So as you type in the name and you hit next, basically we talk to the visitor management system and ensure that the host is somebody who we actually have.
So like right here, I typed in your last name incorrectly. So it said, hey, we couldn't find you.
Exactly.
And so let's, you know, kind of go ahead and do the next one.
Cool.
So it's going to ask me here,
did
I park on campus?
Yeah.
What is this for, you know?
This is just so that we can make sure that visitors' cars are appropriately accounted for.
You don't tow me, ticket me,
exactly.
or if I got a shuttle over here, maybe I need a shuttle on the way out. So
exactly.
I'll just say my friend dropped me off, and so this is kind of nice. So it's amazing. This really feels still like a native app.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of customize my badge here. I like the Space Needle. You know, I just moved here a couple years ago, so it's really cool to see. So you can see here who my host is, who I am. If I was here with a few other business guests, I could go ahead and add them in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead here and say next. So what's going on in the background? Can you tell me?
Yeah, so at this point, it's actually invoking the brokered component and printing the badge on the badge printer. And this is where we get the best of native versus the web, where the web makes it easy to deploy and manage, and one source of the truth versus having to propagate many the update in different kiosks. Mm-hmm. And then for any native experience like the badge printing or QR code scanning, we get access to machine level, you know, resources, essentially.
So now, in the background you're saying, So your phone will get a notification. You'll get an email saying your guest is here.
Yeah, my guest is here.
And we'll have the badge printed out over here. Hey, Joan.
Did
a badge print?
Come out.
Oh, awesome. So, you know, you were talking about the brokered components earlier. Thank you. So, you know, I've got a badge. I'm a visitor, obviously.
Yeah.
So there's a host required.
And I got my notification. Yeah. So as soon as I get that, I'll come over here and visit you, like basically check you in, essentially, right?
So if I wasn't coming in, so this is still short in my experience from having to track you down and other things like that.
Yeah.
So if, let's say you had set up a meeting and I was a guest to one of your meetings today.
Yeah.
So, you know, what happens there? How does it even shorten that experience for you?
Yeah. So what happens there is that in every building that we deploy, we push out an Outlook plugin, mm-hmm. and essentially what that does is, whenever you're setting up a meeting and it detects there's an external user, it will automatically contact the VMS system, and the VMS system will register the user and the meeting, the host, and send the visitor a pre-registration link where they can choose to fill in some of this information ahead of time. So essentially when you come, all you have is a QR code, you scan it in, and off
you get the notification.
Yeah.
And it makes it easier. So now you setting up a meeting with external business guests coming in, all you had to do is just put in my email
meeting.
Address.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't
nothing.
Have to go somewhere else and build something. But
exactly.
Now when I'm coming in for the meeting,
you have
I just
a much
scan
more...
my QR code, you get notified.
Yep.
And that whole then check-in experience is literally a matter of seconds. And not
even and that was one of the business goals that we had, that we not only wanted to create a very future-facing kind of self-service experience, but it also needed to be an experience which was quick. You're in and you're out, right? You shouldn't be having to spend a lot of time checking yourself in.
Shabir, thanks for your time today.
I appreciate the opportunity.
We look forward to seeing some more applications out of the RENF space. And for Azure and the Enterprise, thanks for viewing today, and we'll see you next time.